just about ready to play for you in the next room. We've got another band, a finalist in the Last Band Standing tribute band category this morning. It's called The Action Figures. How you guys doing in there?
All right. Great. Awesome. Great, man.
I can't help but notice it looks like you got a father-son team there on the keyboards. Tell me about that.
Yeah, well, this is my son, Haven. He's 13.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, he knows more words, a few more words than that, but...
Well, wait a minute. Is he 13?
He's 13, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, he
I mean, his son, Tyler, is the same way.
Yeah, my son.
Monosyllabic answers. Hey, what do you think about the war in Vietnam? It's okay. Hey, how about the economy? It's good. So that's par for the course at 13. Would you go around the horn and introduce the group to the listeners and maybe have them play a little riff on their instruments?
Sure. On acoustic and lead guitar, we have Chris Hedgecock.
All right.
And on drums, we got Kirk Berkland. And on bass,
I think it got shortchanged there. How about a cymbal hit too? That's the way we like it. Thank you, sir.
Inside joke there. On bass, Tom Hogle.
All right.
And on keyboards, Haven.
You know, now you guys are from Morgan Hill, correct?
Well, yeah, Haven and I are, yeah. Oh, know, Kirk is too. Yeah.
Morgan Hill, to the rest of us, it's a mysterious land to the south. We've read about it, we've seen, we've heard about it, we've never actually been there. Well, no, I'm just kidding.
It's very Floydian.
We hear rumors about Morgan Hill.
Say it like Greg says it, though.
Floyd.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I hear there's no electricity or running water down there in Morgan Hill yet, but you guys are working on it. How did you come to be a Pink Floyd tribute band? That's an interesting group.
Well, what we did was we began by recording a couple of songs and seeing that seemed to work for us, and things would just kind of evolve from there and move forward, and here we are. I mean, it's a mystery.
That's great. We really liked your demo. So what's your first song going to be live this morning?
It's going to be Comfortably Numb.
Comfortably Numb, one of my all-time favorite Pink Floyd songs. All right, here they are as part of the Last Band Standing, a finalist in the tribute band category. This is The Action Figures.
Is there anybody out there? go. There is no pain you overseas. A distant ship smoke on the horizon. You are only coming to enlight. Your lips move like I hear what you say.
I was going to say Floyd, but that wouldn't have been appropriate. That was outstanding, you guys. Excellent.
Cool, thanks.
Very good, man. You know, that must have taken a lot of rehearsal and a lot of preparation because it's not like just a straight-up song. There's all these cool things. You got a Hawaiian slide guitar there?
Oh, yeah. This is a 1957 Fender lap steel.
Wow. Could you play a little bit of that just for the listeners to get a taste of that? Wow.
Got a lot of effect on that.
Yeah. You know, you can, I mean, it's like every time you see one, you want to play Sleepwalk by Santo and Johnny, right?
I can't do that.
That's actually pretty hard. You guys are sounding great, and it's if you closed your eyes, you'd swear you were there with Pink Floyd.
Wow, what a great compliment.
And thanks, watching you and your son work together is inspirational. Yeah. I work with my own son in my band. And I know how fulfilling that can be.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Also, if they screw up, you could just yell at them and wail into them, man. It's
exactly.
Great.
Clayton couldn't do that.
You couldn't do that with another band guy because they'd probably, like, you know, smack you upside the head.
Clayton, you're 13, so you're in eighth grade?
Oh, Haven. Haven.
Oh, Haven. Haven.
Yeah. I'm in
Clayton's
eighth
the dad.
Grade.
Clayton, yes. Haven.
I'm in eighth grade. I go to Oakwood Country School.
Cool. Are you in a band, you know, by yourself?
Yeah, I'm in a band with three of my friends. We're called Cadence.
Excellent. How long have you been playing the keyboards?
Since the first grade.
Wow. Man, you're starting them young these days. Clayton, did you have any idea that your son was going to, you know, be this good of a musician?
Well, you know, he works very hard at it. He's very dedicated.
That's outstanding.
What's the next song there, Hayden?
Haven.
Haven. As in Richie Havens, yeah.
The next song is going to be... Happiest Days of Our Lives and Another Brick in the Wall Part 2. Yeah.
Excellent. Now, you know, if your son is this quick at picking things up, Clayton?
Yeah.
You know, might want to give him a set of golf clubs.
I thought about that. In fact, you know? We started him early at golf and then I said, "Well, it has to be music." So.
You know, I mean, you can never take it. Then they make millions and support you. It's a good deal.
Either way, music or golf, I'm happy.
All right, so we're looking forward to your next song. It's important that you get your fan base all motivated to vote. The voting today will begin at 10 a.m. and go until 8 p.m. And you can cast your votes for either the Action Figures or Evolution, who played earlier. And, you know, I did tell you, this whole competition has been great. All of the, each and every category has been really close, maybe 10, 12, 15 votes separating the two groups. And best of luck. You got a large group of people out there ready to vote?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right.
A lot of fans out there.
Excellent. All right, we're going to have more live music here in the K-Fox Studios with the Action Figures.
It's the Greg Ken Show on 98.5 K-Fox.